Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Hello, this is a quick podcast as I go along. I'm Peter Hill again, and I've just met this musician, and your name is...
Martin,
and he has a harp out here, and I just generally feel it's got a general cut through. Would you be able to say a few words about how you feel it cuts through, in terms of...
It's got a very beautiful sound. It's a sound that people listen to when they hear, particularly the high notes. They're very ringy, you know, they'll go through all sorts of noise. And people tell me all the time, I could hear it all over there, and I wondered what it was. I thought it was a CD. And so, yeah, this is it.
Definitely. And there you go. People are giving up. And you've built this house yourself?
Yeah.
Excellent. And so how did you build it yourself?
Well, I found some old Jarrah at the tip, and then I designed the harp myself and cut it out, and you can see how it's shaped and curved there. I did that by eye with a file, and then a smaller file and with sandpaper. And I cut out a cardboard template first, and to get the curve, I cut that bit out. I had a string line, and then I had the basic shape of the harp. To get the curve, I had a long flexible piece of plastic, and I held it one end, my wife held it the other, there and there, and we bent it out so it was stupid, then we pulled it back, and pulled it back till it was gone to, then we just moved it backwards and forwards till the curve met and balanced the harp perfectly. Then we drew around it, and that's how I got that curve.
Beautiful.
And it's got 26 strings on it, so you've got three entire octaves. It's in the key of G all the time, and then there's three notes under that and one note at the top. And harmonically, for the accompaniment and everything else I want to do, and some tunes, that's more than enough. I don't need any other strings.
How do you feel? This is a stupid question, but how do you feel the harp relates to sort of the Australian conditions? You know, we're out here in a shopping centre and that type of stuff. In terms of, do you think it's got some way of resonating through on a different wavelength? Have I said the wrong question, or do you understand what I'm talking about?
No, I get a very good reaction to it because people don't see it very often. They see guitars busking, and they see people singing, and they see kids with ukuleles and that. But when they see a harp, plus a lot of people haven't seen one. Everyone's seen a guitar. Everyone knows someone who plays a guitar. But to see a harp and to be able to talk to someone about it, I think is a wow. You know, and a lot of people say, oh, it's so peaceful and it's such a nice change to what we normally get. And so it's very well received.
Okay, well, I'll just round it up now. Thanks for that.
It's a pleasure.
I'll pop this out in a couple of minutes' time.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.